And they were being paid by the foot. So this old boy spent a lot of time bending my ear. I don't think they cared how long the job took. And he told me this thing I'm about to tell you, and I was believing every word he said right down to the end. So I need to give you a little pre-information for those of us that are a lot younger than Uncle Eden. Everybody kept chickens back then, late 1800s. A lot of people in town kept chickens. And they'd scratch and peck around all day long. And then when the sun set, they'd automatically go into the chicken house and roost. The second thing is the garment of choice to sleep in for males back then was a nightshirt, which is like a shirt except it came down about your knees. And the third thing is the number on the gauge of a shotgun. The smaller that number is, the bigger the bore is. So 12 gauge is bigger than a 16 gauge. And looking into the business end of a 10 gauge is like getting down in the ditch and looking up into a culvert. So with that in mind, here's what Uncle Eden bent my young mind with. He had gone into town on Saturday morning. Back then, you went into town to buy supplies, to do business, to see friends, that kind of thing. That's what he was doing. Townie friend of his came up to him and says, "Eden, I'd like you to come by," said, "the wife's frying up a big chicken dinner today at noon, and we'd love to have you." And old Eden just turned green. He says, "Oh, I can't do that, Charlie." "Why not? You love chicken." He says, "No, well, I used to, but let me tell you what happened this last week. I was dead asleep, midnight. Huge clamor broke out in the hen house. I grabbed the lamp, jumped out, nothing but my nightshirt, went down, grabbed the old double-barrel 10-gauge, went out across the yard, stuck the lantern through with my left hand, cocked back both hammers, poked the barrel through with my right hand, stuck my head in there to see what was going on, and that's when it happened. And, of course, I said, "What happened?" He says, "My old hound dog, Bucephalus, came up behind me and stuck that cold nose on the back of my leg. Both barrels went off, and we've been eating chicken breakfast, dinner, and supper for a week now." There's pieces of that hen house washing up for a month on the Gulf Shore. Grant is going to be the next act after this period, and since we do not have our present act, he is going to do a couple of numbers now until we figure out what's happened. He is a singer-songwriter from South Florida. He plays in a bunch of festivals all over the state, specializes in Florida songs. He's skilled in classical and folk-style guitar, and he's been at the Florida Folk Festival since 1987. So as soon as we get him set up, I will give him a proper introduction.
Which vocal mic?
Hello, hello. Did y'all get wet last night? Me too. It says 2 on it. Oh, it's not plugged. Wait, hang on.
That's 10.
Can
we get the boss? Sorry.
Vocals are in 10.
Okay.
You guys in 2.
Could use a little, maybe a little less guitar there. Okay. Well, let me, I'm just filling in for, I think, just one song. Georgia Sea Island Singers will be along shortly, I understand. They're on their way to the stage, so I'm just going to do one song for you, hopefully, and they'll be here. And I'll come back in about half an hour and do some more songs for you. A lot of people have asked me one question throughout my performing career. And I will not tell you what the question is. However, I will tell you what the answer is. This is an audience participation number, and I'm searching the audience for the right person to participate. You see a likely candidate here? Sir, in the second row, what's your name? That's you. Yeah, what's your name? Buddy, nice to meet you, buddy. You're in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys wear a hat to be a cowboy. Some guys wear a hat cause it makes them look tall. Some wear one just for fun, all for keeping off the sun. Some guys wear a hat because they like baseball. It's old feet caps and hats with ear flaps for winter. And the rabbi's hat is the smallest one of all. You know, to some guys style with a big old tile, so people stop and stare. I wear a hat because I got no hair. Well, they say God only made a few heads perfect, and he covered up the rest with hair instead. But friends, from where I stand, I tell you I could handle a little more imperfection on my head. I could get a rug, I could take a drug like Rogaine. Or maybe I could do like my old friend Fred, and take a little bit from here and comb it way over there. Or I could just wear a hat because I got no hair. I got no hair. I got no hair. You would not believe what is not under there. But it used to be brown and wavy. Maybe it was straight and red. I just can't remember off the top of my head. It seems to me there'd be enough hair on the planet if some folks did not have more than their share. Just look at Buddy in the second row there, man. That just isn't fair. You don't even grow it very long. You really need all that you got up there? Don't you think you really ought to learn to share? Oh, there's no justice in the world, but I don't care. I wear a hat because I got no hair. No more? Okay. Well, thanks very much. You guys feel like singing? Okay, this song is told from the point of view of an armadillo on I-75. It's a sing-along, and your part goes like this. Sing, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. It's the graveyard of the armadillo. You got that? You're singing real quietly. Let's do it again. Sing, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. It's the graveyard of the armadillo. From the Florida coast to the Texas sun, our kind has roamed since time was begun. We've a fearsome legend every one of us knows, all about the place where the grass does not grow. Where the legend it tells of birds that fly with a roar in their throat and fire in their eye, and they fly so fast and they fly so low down in the place where the grass does not grow. Sing, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. It's the graveyard of the armadillo. Now one of our kind on that fateful day, with his fine long snout and his armor of gray, well, his fate was sealed when he chanced to go down in the place where the grass does not grow. Well, his fear increased with the heavy bird's roar. In his ancestral memory he'd seen this before. He stood transfixed by the eyes of flame. The last thing he saw was the great bird's name. It was Volvo. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, where the grass does not grow.
O-we-o, sing O-we-o-we-o, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. So armadillos all, wherever you may roam, be careful if you stray from your armadillo home, and teach your children, every one of them should know, beware of the place where the grass does not grow. Sing O-we-o, sing O-we-o-we-o, sing O-we-o, where the grass does not grow. O-we-o, sing O-we-o-we-o, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. Sing O-we-o, sing O-we-o-we-o, sing O-we-o, where the grass does not grow. O-we-o, sing O-we-o-we-o, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. It's the graveyard of the armadillo.
Thank you very much. I believe the next act is here. And so my name is Grant Livingston. I'll be back in about 25, 30 minutes. And I'll sing a couple more for you.
Okay.
We got real wet last night. Anybody else get wet? About 3 quarts, I think. Well, I got a song I want to do for you, and this is a song I wrote, going back a long time ago. I wrote it here at the festival. You've been down to the gazebo. They have a wonderful 2 days of just all songs about Florida. And back in the first year I played here was 1987, and we were down in the gazebo, and Gamble Rogers was playing there. And Jim Ballew was playing there. And it started to pour down rain. And it's got a metal roof on that gazebo. So it was just pouring down rain, making this wonderful sound. And it occurred to me that with all that music going on there, and people were just packed in there, and there wasn't any place else I'd rather be than there. So I wrote this song, and that's where it came from.
Now come right in and have a chair, sit right down, because I don't think you're gonna go anywhere. You just might drown, so let's just me and you sit and listen to the sound on the window pane. Ooh, of the Florida rain. Now into every life must fall a little rain, they say. And every cloud's got a silver lining, but me, I love the gray. And after days and days of sunny skies, like a song without a refrain, ooh, I miss the Florida rain. That old umbrella won't do you any good against the Florida rain. You know this is no night for going out on the town. Why don't you come right in and stay and watch the rain come down? Do 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 do. I went on vacation not so long ago. 16 days and 17 nations was quite a show. Through all the starry, starry Paris nights and the kisses along the Seine. Ooh, I miss the Florida rain. Life must fall a little rain, they say. And every cloud's got a silver lining, but me, I love the gray. And after days and days of sunny skies, like a song without a refrain, Oh, I miss the Florida rain. So come right in and have a chair. Sit right down, because I don't think you're gonna go anywhere. You just might drown. Ah, that's just me and you sit and listen to the sound on the window pane. Ooh, of the Florida rain. Ooh, 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 of the Florida rain.
Well, thanks very much. You know, I think that with all the rain we get down here, you'd think we'd have plenty for all the creatures and all the people, and it doesn't turn out to be the case. And somebody who talked a whole lot about that was a lady named Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. She got involved with Everglades preservation, kind of late in life. Maybe she was in her 60s or 70s, and really got involved in that. She wrote a book about the Everglades called The River of Grass. And she was the one that gave the Everglades that name. She herself became known as the Voice of the River because of that book. And, she did get involved kind of late in life, and it kind of shows you that with all she accomplished, it's never too late to start something. You just have to live to be 108 like Marjorie did. This is called Voice of the River. It's about Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Nighttime in the Everglades, the frogs and gators croak. They serenade the sawgrass plains, they echo through the oats. But everything gets quiet as the sun begins to rise, and it looks like 80 years ago through Marjorie's eyes. And the voice of the river is silent. Sawgrass makes no sound. Black water flows through the cypress. Voice of the river is silent now. Daylight in the Everglades, the sawgrass golden brown. The egrets rise and fly away, the sunlight beaten down. I hear the voice of Marjorie, that old floppy hat. The voice of the river, the river of grass. But the voice of the river is silent. Sawgrass makes no sound. Black water flows through the cypress. Voice of the river is silent. And I heard her speak at 100. Her voice was steady and true. And as I listened, I wondered if the river knew. Sunset in the Everglades is orange, pink, and gray. Blue heron finds a tree to roost to end another day. Silence falls on sawgrass, the grass it does not speak. But if it knew one single word, it would sing, Marjorie. But the voice of the river is silent. Sawgrass makes no sound. Black water flows through the cypress. The voice of the river is silent. Now, everything is silent now. The voice of the river is silent.
now.
Thanks very much. Well, thanks. This is my friend Dan Peterson out here on bass, and Dan is had the pleasure of working with Dan on the we did a Florida Rain was this, a recording that I did way back in '88, and it's never been on CD until now. We added a couple of new songs, and Dan played on those. It looks kind of like this now. It used to be like cassette shape, and now it's this shape, and then it's got a couple new songs on it. And they are available here today. It's called Florida Rain. So I've involved Dan now, and in just a minute, I'm also going to get a couple other friends up here to sing a couple songs with me. And in the meantime, I would like you to sing a song with me. There's been a lot of things done to the Everglades over the last 100 years, and one of the more interesting ones was the arrival of the Malaleuca tree. Anybody from South Florida have a Malaleuca tree in their yard? You do.
Used to.
I did when I was growing up. It's a very interesting tree. It's got a soft paper bark. You can just peel it off in sheets. A lot of fun if you're a kid. It's got a pale green leaf, and it drinks a lot of water, and that's the reason they brought it all the way from Australia, to dry up that big useless swamp we call the Everglades. Well, 100 years later, we don't think that's such a good idea, but the tree is still at it. And it's pretty hard to cut down because of that soft bark. That tree is practically impervious to fire, too. About all you can do is sing along on the chorus. And it goes like this. Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaleuca, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree. When I was in elementary school, we had to learn all the names of the Florida trees. We'd recite them in turn. Now the years have gone by, and it's easier to learn their names, because the names of the Florida trees are all the same. Sing with me now. Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaleuca, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree. My friend Lynn is in the back, in that second row there, and she was counting the trees on her fingers. It was cracking me up. She only needed one finger. Dr. Gifford brought the Malaleuca tree from Australia. I don't think that he knew that we would live to rue the day. We've got Malaleuca multiplying, crowding out the local flora. And in every direction that you look, you just see more. Everybody count on your fingers. Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? One. Nothing but the Malaleuca, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree. You can't cut them, you can't burn them or drive through them in your 4x4. Yes, this Malaleuca tree is a problem that we can't ignore. But there doesn't seem to be a thing to do except to say, I wish we could send the Malaleuca back to Australia, yeah. Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaleuca, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree. One more time. Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaleuca, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree. You know, I write a lot of songs about Florida, and I wanted to write a song that had something to say about every single part of Florida. I've got some friends who are going to come up and help me sing this. Sammy and Tom Shedden, and along with Dan and a few other people, they... comprise the Escambia Municipal Chorus, which is particularly appropriate for this song because the song is called Escambia. I wanted to write a song that had something to say about every single part of Florida, and this song was what I came up with. It had 67 possible titles, but I chose to call it Escambia. Why? Are you? Okay, well... Well, you know, why Escambia?
It's obvious.
Isn't it obvious? Thank you. Thank you, Tom. It's obvious. I think that's the right answer. Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa Bay, Volusia Flag, La Duval, Nassau, Baker Union Clay. Everybody sing along. Alachua, Bradford, Sumter, Putnam, Charlotte, Lee, Hernando, Citrus, Lake Pinellas, Highlands, Manatee, Jefferson, Washington, Madison, Jackson, Taylor, Marion, Franklin, Martin, Gadsden, Calhoun, Walton, Hamilton, Leon, St. Lucie, St. John's, Columbia, Gilchrist, Levy, Dixie, Suwanee, Gulf, Holmes, Wakulla, Pasco, Hillsboro, Lafayette, Liberty, Osceola, Indian River, Orange, Seminole, Sarasota, Polk, DeSoto, Collier, Monroe, Brevard, Broward, Okeechobee, Glades, Hendry, Hardy, Palm Beach, Dade, and Ocklawaha, Hendry, Hardy, Palm Beach, Miami-Dade. The Escambia Municipal Chorus. Well, you may have noticed that the last county name there was Miami-Dade County. Anybody live down there? Did you vote for that, by the way? It was Dade County, four letters, very simple. But somehow we had a vote and we had to change it to Miami-Dade County, and I'm not sure what that was all about. So I had to rewrite the end of the part of that song, but songwriters have to be adaptable, right? I want to do a song here about a town way down in the south part of Miami-Dade County called Homestead. And this is a wonderful little place, just far enough from Miami that it's got its own character, which it has retained. Went through the hurricane of '92, blew a lot of Homestead away, and it's been rebuilt. The people down there have a lot of gumption staying there and putting that place back together. There was a couple ideas that weren't the best ideas about how to rebuild it, like putting an international airport there. By the way, does anybody know how many counties in the United States have two national parks in them? That is correct. One. Dade County is the only one that has two national parks. It's got Everglades National Park and Biscayne National Park. And a little strip of non-national park called Homestead. Isn't that the perfect place to put an international airport? Of course it is. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's got the best sticky buns in the world, and a great little downtown that is right on Chrome Avenue. And I'm gonna sing you a little song about Homestead. I live in Coconut Grove, and it's a little bit of a drive down there. You start out in the Grove, you take Oak Other Road, sit back and relax. You got a long way to go to Homestead. You know we call Homestead home. You know we love Homestead. Meet me down on Chrome. A little do-si-do, a little Mexico, a lot of little reasons for living slow in Homestead. You know we call Homestead.
homestead home. You know we love homestead. Meet me down on Chrome. Flagler's boys needed a place to relax, and they found a little piece of heaven by the railroad tracks. Hey, I got the fruit and spice, we got everything nice. You come here once, you're gonna come back twice to homestead.
Homestead.
You know we call homestead home. You know we love homestead. Meet me down on Chrome. We got the Everglades, we got Biscayne Bay. We don't need no airport, no way, not in homestead.
Homestead.
You know we call homestead home. You know we love homestead. Meet me down on Chrome. Reason is clear, we got Nosberry Farm, and Robert is here in homestead.
Homestead.
You know we call homestead home. You know we love homestead. Meet me down on Chrome. So if you happen to be on your way to the Keys, come on down and see us, please, in homestead.
Homestead.
You know we call homestead home. You know we love homestead. Meet me down on Chrome. Flagler's boys needed a place to relax, and they found a little piece of heaven by the railroad tracks. They were building at the time. They survived the trains and the hurricanes, living life at the edge of the glade. And we still don't put a hyphen in Miami-Dade. So if you happen to be on your way to the Keys, come on down and see us, please, in homestead.
Homestead.
You know we call homestead home. You know we love homestead. Meet me down on Chrome. You know we love homestead. Meet me down on Chrome. That's Chrome with a K. You know we love homestead. Meet me down on Chrome. That's Chrome with two lanes. You know we love homestead. Meet me down on Chrome.
Thank you. Have I got time for one more? Well, I'm going to do one more for you, and people often ask me when I do this song if I'm really okay, and the answer is, yeah, I'm fine, and I do appreciate you asking. Here's a little invitation, and it might seem strange, 'cause I never plan ahead, but now I'm gonna change. You're invited to my funeral, you're invited to my wake. Yeah, you heard me right, there was no mistake. See all your friends come around the minute that you die, even friends you haven't seen for a long, long time. I'm imagining the scene, all of my old friends there, and I don't get to see them. Well, that just isn't fair. I want my funeral now, I get the whole thing started. 'Cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural law allows. Can't wait another minute.
I want my funeral now. Gonna drink a little whiskey, gonna eat a lot of food, and we're hiring a band, and they're gonna play the blues. So when I really die, you can stay at home. All right, now is the time, and there's a party going on. I want my funeral now. Let's get the whole thing started, 'cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural law allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Oh, all my friends will come from Maine to Washington. It will be so much fun just to be near them. Oh, they can eulogize and tell all kind of lies. It will be twice as nice if I'm still here to hear them. So get your airplane tickets, hurry up, come on, 'cause I know that you would be here if I was really gone. This don't need to be sad, there gonna be no ghosts to haunt you, but it's my funeral and I'll cry if I want to. I want my funeral now, let's get the whole thing started, 'cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural law allows, can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now, can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Thank you very much. I'm Grant Livingston. Dan Peterson on bass. Tom and Amy Shedden, the Escambia Municipal Chorus. Thank you very much, and I'll see you soon.